Okay, so the accounts I'm getting ready to tell you, they're real. This is not made up. This is not fake. This is real. Now, the stuff I'm getting ready to tell you started happening after this spiral light showed up in my house about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was shipping some books. I said, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. Jumped on the bed. I looked back and there was this spiral light watching me. It disappeared in 3 seconds or so. And the things that happened after that are real. This stuff is real, people. At first, I thought it was an angel. I thought it was a portal. The only thing I can figure over the time is a Shekinah glory because it looked just like the images of the Shekinah glory. It went through the ceiling and through the floor. It had no. It shined no reflection. It didn't cause a shadow. The only reason I looked back, and it was there, you know. And it went away. The next morning, what's weird is I wasn't even afraid of it. I was actually, if it would have stayed any longer than 3 or 4 seconds or however long it was, I would have jumped in it because I thought it was a portal. I thought it was a portal out of this place. It's a good thing it disappeared because it probably would have killed me. And the reason I say that, because it was a spiritual thing. And the next morning, I couldn't walk. So for 30 days, I couldn't function. I was just being downloaded information, right? And so I said, Lord, I got to go get a job. I can't even function because I was running my own business. I can't move. So I said, all right, I'm going to go get a job. Walked in, they hired me on the spot. Ever since then, these experiences, I might do a series and upload them on their own little web page, you know. One of the things that happened, first of all, I started seeing everything in front of you, all the shapes and colors and sizes, and everything is coded, you know. Everything's coded. Everything is a word and has a meaning. I didn't know that at the time, but I was starting to be revealed. I was being revealed what's going on. And it's so much and it's so deep. It took, you know, you still learn something every day, but it took 6 to 7 years just to really grasp the concept here. And it's so bizarre, it's hard to believe. So I met somebody at McDonald's. So she pulled up. I got in the passenger seat just talking to her. And I was trying to explain to her about how the Catholic Church and all this was, you know, Babylon and all. But she couldn't hear me. I didn't realize at the time, but she couldn't hear me. And so I pointed in the mirror like my finger pointing a gun. I said, the Pope, the Catholics, they're all evil. They need to be taken out. And I pointed my finger in the mirror. And that was like before work. And later that day, about 2 o'clock, I was driving a van, picking a couple pilots and the stewardess from the airport, bringing them back. And the lady in the seat behind me, she points in the mirror. She was talking to me or something, and she pointed her finger in the mirror, just like me, pointing in the mirror, like a gun, you know, in the mirror. This was probably 6 years ago. You know how you just talk and you're just kind of making gestures. You don't really mean anything by it, but it wasn't really a big deal. And the lady who pointed the mirror at me, I don't know why she did it. I can't remember the conversation. But it was just something to laugh about, you know. I don't know what she was talking about, but she pointed her finger in the mirror. I was driving the van. She pointed it in. I could see her pointing at me in the mirror and saying something, and we laughed, you know. And then after that, I realized I had just said it earlier that day. Recently, last week I was doing a run with a gig, you know, a gig run. And I thought in my mind, I was thinking, in Christ, we're everywhere. In Jesus, we're everywhere at all times. And I had uploaded, or I did a record. I don't know if I uploaded it or not, but I did a recording about how they were trying, the witches or whoever, the fallen archons or whoever, they were trying to put the image in front of me of these wheelchairs. My office had somebody's in a wheelchair, now she's walking. Another lady was in a wheelchair. They're trying to put these images in front of me of wheelchairs to try to make me think that, to reflect it back or something. Now, I flipped the script on that. They were trying to set a script, right? Disability script. I flipped the script, so I changed my schedule and started getting up early and before I even went into work. And so, doing some exercises and all that. And so, I flipped the script on them on that because I saw it. I saw the precursor. But as I uploaded that recording about that very issue, and I was driving that gig earlier in the day, I was thinking, before I uploaded a message, I was thinking, in Christ, we're everywhere at all times. And so I was going to pick up a gig package. And this guy was pushing this other guy in a wheelchair, right? Down the road, you know? And he started yelling at me. He started waving his hand at me. He was pushing this older guy in a wheelchair, and he started waving his hand at me. I rolled down the window. He said, "You're everywhere." And I thought, I don't even know this person. I don't even know who this person is. And that's what, and I just waved and smiled, you know. Because he was waving, and I didn't know him. I didn't know who it was. But he says, "You're everywhere." So then I roll up the window, turn in the parking lot, go pick up the package. And then after I left picking up the package, I realized I was thinking that earlier that day, and I was also counteracting the script they were trying to put in my world, yeah. So I showed you something that happened a long time ago that started it all, or not just that thing, but there's other things. I took notes for 7 years. And I actually have them up on the counter. I could probably pull them down. Maybe I'll pull some of them down and talk about them. But for the last 7 years, I started... Okay, I'll tell you another one that happened. So I was watching the series. I'm going to tell you my conclusion. After I tell you a few of them, a few examples, I'm going to tell you my conclusion after. So I'm going to give you four. I'm going to give you I was watching the series... Twilight Zone, and I was also working on a website on my computer. So the Twilight Zone, what happened was, this was in 2017. So I was watching the series, decoding the series, right? So I was decoding the series Twilight Zone, just looking for hints and clues. I was trying to figure out what time travel was, and I realized after enough movies that we're already time traveling. Every day's a repeat. But anyway, so I was watching The Twilight Zone. And right before The Twilight Zone, there's this image like a bunch of clouds, you know. It's like a cloud and it's like waves. It's clouds and waves. And it's like the screen is blurry. So I went to go to sleep. I looked over at the window, and there was these clouds and waves. The very thing that was on the movie was actually in 3D, right in my face. It was right in front of me. It was in my space, you know, right in front of me. I mean, and it scared me, you know. I thought, what is this, you know? And so the other thing, I was working on a website. I signed up for that. This was like 3 years ago, too. I had signed up for the site GoDaddy at one point. And I was typing in the information. And I looked over at my other screen because I work with three monitors. You know, I have three screens. I looked over at the other screen, and the actual guy on the advertisement was moving on the screen. Now, this is not a joke. I told somebody about this, and she thought, she just laughed. You know, she thought it was funny. She probably thought I was crazy. He was doing the exact motions that I was sitting there typing on the computer on their advertisement. He was moving, and it was not a movie or a clip. It was just an image, and the image started moving. Not even joking. Now, that's four examples. Let me think of another one. And this happens pretty much every day. Okay, here's another one. So I was at a Christmas. Here's another one with a witness. You know, I have a bunch of them with witnesses, but I'll tell you this one. This was a witness. Let me tell you two more. So I was working with this lady, and we were at a Christmas party, and I had said, you know, everything that we talk about showing up on the TV, everything that we're talking about is actually on the TV. And she looked at me funny. And so this lady from another site sat down, and she started talking. And I said, did you hear what she just said? Yeah. I said, look, it's the very thing they're talking about on TV. And she looked back, and she was like, wow. And she said, yeah, you're right. And then another instance where we were talking about, I was explaining the black, white, and red, and a lady walks up with, right, 5 minutes later, black, white, and red. Worked with a guy, and I said, you know, we were talking about two dogs or something, and I was explaining some of this stuff happening, and two dogs came off the elevator as we were talking about, right when we were talking about it. Another instance where I had a boss, and one of his patrons came down, and she was telling a series of stories, and the very stories that she was talking about, I had already written down in some notes. Everything that she was saying, I had written down in notes. Now, I don't know how many examples that is. That's just, I'm talking about 7 years of examples every day for 7 years. So it's hard to remember every one of them. But another one was, I was back in the back office looking at the shredder, trying to decode the word shred, you know. So I walk around back to the office, and this lady walks up and says, do y'all have a shredder? The very thing I was looking at, the lady said, do y'all have a shredder? And I was sitting there decoding the word shred. So I could go on and 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 on of examples 2, 3, 4 times a day for 7 years. Now, some of them I just quit. There were so many I just quit writing them down. So it's still happening. It's happening every day. I can think about somebody from the channel, and they'll hadn't been around for a while, they'll show up, boom. They'll make a comment. So what I realized that we are everywhere at all times, and we are connected, and there is no time. Time is only the flesh mind, the spirit mind, because I saw a spiritual manifestation, and he says, in the Bible, he says, when you see him, you'll be like him. So Shekinah glory, whatever. You, as you grow spiritually, you see past time. Time doesn't really exist. Everything is the same truth. You're eating and drinking of the same truth no matter what you're doing. Thinking, eating, sleeping, it's all the same truth. So the synchronicity is not from the Wiccan side. It's together in time in Christ. Synchronicity is not demonic. Synchronicity is to together in time in Christ in the Spirit. You're merging with the Spirit. You're leaving the flesh mind, moving to the Spirit mind. And so the birthing process is a sanctification, but it's also knowledge and understanding and wisdom, the mind of Christ, right? So as you crucify the old Adam, you become more spiritual. And so this stuff really happened. And it's still happening. Time doesn't exist. Time means to divide. Everything in the natural is division. Why, you might say? Because it's the birthing process. It's the birthing process. Everything in the spiritual is oneness and unity. Everybody and all creation is a piece cut off from Jesus. Doesn't matter if they're saved or lost. Everything, it doesn't matter if it's the earth, the trees, whatever. It's a piece cut off from the Spirit. God spoke it into existence. It's a piece cut off. And so all creation groans, the Bible says. And the Bible says you groan for your new body. And it says in that chapter, those few verses, that all creation groans just like you groan, waiting for its redemption. So the earth is going to be renovated and be spiritual. New heaven and new earth. The earth will eventually be spiritual. There won't be any need for an ocean, the waves of the ocean. Earth, the new earth, will be removed far from hell. The flesh mind is separation from God. The spirit mind is oneness with God. And so hell has to be separated from the spirit creatures. The Bible says whether you go try to go climb to heaven or dig into hell, God is there. God is everywhere because hell represents the burnt offering outside the camp. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell because hell was made for the devil and his angels, but people choose to believe the lie. They want to believe the lie. And so that's where they go. They want to be their own savior. So they become a sweet smelling offering forever as a burnt offering. That was their choice. But God made a way of escape, and they choose not to go by faith. This is why you can't yoke up with them. So during that 7 years, I was able to decode the alphabet, some phonics, some symbols, some shapes. And it all led back to the fact that it's a fractal hologram, and hologram means holy writ. So we're in a word, we're in a 3D version of the Bible because it's all in Christ. So so I thought, well, how could that guy on an image be moving? It's a 2D image. It's actually mimicking what I'm doing. How could that happen? How could that happen? The reason is 2D, 3D, 5D, it doesn't really matter. It's all spiritual. It's all in agreement. The 2D is in agreement with 1D, 3D, 5D, 4D, 11D. It's all a type and shadow unity of Christ and His church. And recently, this year or the past year, I realized that everything is, there's a head and there's a body, Christ and His church. And so the church follows after in sequence or in series. And so everything has to follow that pattern, either in typology or anti-type. And so there's no new movie. There's no new script. There's no new love story. There's no new time traveling. It's all the same truth. And it's all about being you're behind Christ in time, trying to pluck some people out of the flesh mind or Babylon. Babylon is the flesh mind. It is the Jezebel spirit. And so all these leaders trying to regulate the flesh mind, what do? They use law or flesh-minded tools, gaslighting, lies, intimidation, abuse, screaming, yelling, threatening, money. They're trying to regulate the flesh and keep the flesh in boundary, because the leaders are usually not saved. So they're using narcissistic tools inside the devil's system. The king of Tyre is the king of terror, the king of the flesh mind. So the devil is using these narcissistic tools, and the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, and our weapons are spiritual, casting down strongholds. We don't wrestle with the same tools that the narcissist Jezebel uses. The reason the narcissist Jezebel uses those tools is because somebody's going down. When two flesh creatures face off, who's going down? The one who's the most evil is going to be the one that rises up and doesn't die. The weaker one is going down. That's why you see when you see two narcissists face off, two Jezebels face off, there's a stronger Jezebel. And she becomes the queen bee Jezebel. You see what I'm saying? But we don't fight with those tools. We just die daily. So if they want to do a pride war, you don't even argue with them. You just submit. In other words, if it's a boss or if it's a fight, just walk away. You don't have to play the game. You walk away and pray about it. You see this in families. You see when the children are growing up, they get a spanking to regulate the flesh. Go in the corner to regulate the flesh. You see it with spouses fighting each other they're usually abusing each other. If they're lost, they're abusing each other because it's the flesh, division. Two Christians could be in unity in the home. But it's even hard for the Christians because spiritually they might be one in Christ, but they have their idiosyncrasies. They don't understand dying. They don't understand about the wife submitting to the husband. Husbands, love your wife. They don't understand that. They might say it, but they don't really do it. It's hard to do it. And you can't blame them because it's rough. It's hard. No matter who it is. That's why we're in the cycle repeat, because it's a rinse, it's a wash, rinse, cycle, repeat. You're going through the same stuff. Why do you keep hanging out with the same kind of people? Because you haven't learned to let them go, and you haven't graduated to the next level. As long as you're connected with the flesh creatures or the flesh system, it's hard to see past this construct of the flesh. The flesh mind needs a delusional construct because the flesh mind is delusional, so it needs a construct that is delusional, and they will give you the delusion that you want. And you might say, who? I'm saying the narcissistic actors. And some of them are paid. Some of them know the game. Some of them have sold out to the devil, and they rise up in the system by being a good actress or actor. And some of them are in a Masonic cult or Jesuit cult or a Kabbalist cult, and they're all working together to pull you into a delusion, because as you pull out of Babylon, you're going to pull people out with you. And they don't want you getting out, because it's just like the movie The Matrix. As you escape the delusions of the flesh mind and you see that time is not linear, it's a repeat. It's just a repeat washing machine. And so as you go through the cycle and you start to yank people out and show them that they believed a lie, they believed a delusion, they believed the left-right paradigm, which is this red versus blue fighting, which is a Turing machine, comparing yourself with one another, judging one another. The Bible says there's only one judge and one lawgiver, you know. So as you step out, there's a underground network trying to keep you in darkness, and not that they the only way they blind you is with drama. And so they have to hit you with drama to try to sink your ship. They're pirates. And the way that these spiritual pirates try to sink your ship is with drama. They will use threats, coercion. They will use subliminals. They will use anything they can to get you out of your spiritual destiny or growth. And once you see through it, it's so hard to believe. And one of the ways to, you've got to admit that you believed a lie. You can be saved, but there's some things that you believed a lie, whether it's your political party, whether it's your denomination, or whether it's your, which means denaming you, or whatever it is in the system, the 501(c)(3) system, Babylonian system, whatever it is, greed, keeping up with the Joneses, which is a lie. Whatever it is that you believed you that was a lie, you have to admit it to go to the next level. So as you face off and look in the mirror and say, I believed a lie. A lot of people cry about narcissists hurting them. Well, you wanted to believe the lie. The red flags were there, but you ignored it because you wanted to step into that sinful situation. The reason a person falls for a narcissist because they wanted to believe the lie. The word tells you. The red flags are there. But people want to believe the lie. God always reveals the truth to protect His own. But when we ignore it, it's shame on us. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And so the issue, though, is you have to admit you wanted to believe the lie and you don't want to believe it anymore. And when you get to that point where you don't want to believe any lie, the music lies, the media lies, the TV lies, the movies lie, when you, the psychologists lie, when you don't want to believe any lie anymore from a spouse, from a corporation, when you decide, I don't want to believe the lie anymore, then it's game over. The only reason people want to believe the lie is some kind of worldly, fleshly, prideful situation. We're going to make you a manager and you're going to make this much and everything's going to be wonderful. No. You're going to have more responsibility and you're going to have to manage flesh creatures. You really think that's fun, managing flesh creatures? Not at all, because you have to almost become one of them just to manage them. It's all a construct. And as long as you believe the lie, you'll stay in the delusion. And it's very painful to admit that we believe the lie, but the devil deceived the whole world. You see it now, and you'll see it after the millennium. The devil has 1,000 years to figure out the newest deception. He's deceived the whole world. He's a spiritual being. He has deceived the whole world, and he will even after the millennium. After Jesus rules for 1,000 years, the devil will be loosed and deceive the kings of the earth again. This is real, people. This is your warfare. And so the types and shadows apply on a 2D piece of paper. Oh, here's something else I mean to tell you. I drew a painting. I was trying to learn how to draw faces, you know, or paint faces. So I painted this face and painted the hair black, and then I painted it red. Then I painted it blue. Painted it blue and red. Then I painted it blue with some white streaks. So the next day I go to work, and this housekeeper, this employee, she comes in and her hair is blue. The very thing I painted showed up in the thing I painted on 2D piece of what do you call these things? These boards that you paint on. I forget what they're called right now. So I painted a picture of this lady with blue hair on the 2D piece of cloth, these things you paint with, on the 2D. And the next day in 3D, this lady walks in with blue hair. She had that. She worked. She had dyed her hair. I didn't know about it. She had dyed her hair, and I had just painted it. That's not a coincidence. There's no such thing. So then what you realize, after this happens enough, you realize that your thoughts are spiritual. Takes a long time. It's so hard to believe, but once you see it for what it is, you'll realize your thoughts are spiritual and your thoughts are eternal. Your thoughts are eternal, and the 3D is just the birthing of your thoughts. Not that you're God, but you're a farmer. Your thoughts are spiritual seeds that birth in 3D. I have 7 years of notes. That's the only thing that makes sense.